from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Just minutes left before polls close in St. Lucia, we go live to Castries for the latest on the general elections. A possible trade row erupts between Trinidad and Guyana over rice. And Radio Antilles, the Montserrat-based broadcast station, prepares to close. I'm Carol Orr, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Voters have been turning out in large numbers today for St. Lucia's general election in spite of intermittent rain. Prime Minister Vaughan Lewis is seeking re-election alongside an unprecedented 40 candidates, including seven independents. Journalist Pete Ninval has been keeping an eye on voting and joins me now live on the line from Castries. Pete, how would you describe the turnout so far? Reports have indicated it has been heavy.
Well, from all indications, the voter turnout has been quite heavy. Some estimate that about 75% of the more than 110,000 registered voters may have turned out for this election, which is a considerable increase over 1992, when a little over 50% turned out. There were throngs at the polling stations from early morning, and there were intermittent peaks and troughs throughout the day. And from all appearances, a lot of young people also turned out to vote.